G'day, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. The Victorian government is refusing to release the full business case of the revised Murray Basin Rail project until the Commonwealth tells it to. A summary has been released showing several key lines in the state's northwest will no longer be standardised. Farmers and business groups have been calling for the Victorian government to release the document. To find out a little bit more, I caught up with Victorian Transport Infrastructure Minister Jacinta Allen.
At no stage has the federal government asked directly for the Victorian government to release the full business case. The Deputy Prime Minister appears to be putting further barriers in the way of seeing work getting done on the Murray Basin rail freight network as soon as possible. This appears to be nothing more than a stalling tactic and speculation that there is actually not any money for the Murray Basin rail network to come from the federal government.
So to clarify, there, will you be looking to make the entire business case public by the time the Victorian budget is handed down later this month? What are your intentions to make it public?
Our intention is to invest more funds and do more work upgrading the Murray Basin rail freight network. This all-or-nothing approach that the Deputy Prime Minister appears to be pursuing will not get funds flowing as quickly as they can into these much-needed freight rail upgrades. The Deputy Prime Minister asked us to release details of the business case. We've done exactly that. We are now hearing from freight industry stakeholders that they want to see us to get on and deliver these works as soon as possible to improve the freight network. We've got an opportunity here to get these works done. We don't have time for these stalling tactics from the federal government, which appear to be perhaps nothing more than a smokescreen for the fact they're not interested in putting any extra money into the Murray Basin rail freight network.
The VFF has said it's quite disappointed by the updated business case, with the Menangatang, Sea Lake and Ballarat to Geelong lines all left as broad gauge and not standardised. What's your response?
Well, the Victorian government has released a plan that will see improvements in the freight network in the Murray Basin region. This is exactly what the federal government asked us to provide details of. We've done exactly that. The federal government asked us for our list of priority projects for their federal budget's consideration. We gave them that list, and the Murray Basin rail freight improvements was the only project on that list that was not funded by the federal government. It's right to speculate now whether there is even any funding available from the federal government for future improvements in the Murray Basin rail freight network, given that they continue to be wanting to stall putting any more money into the network.
What can we expect from the Victorian government when the budget's handed down later this month when it comes to this project?
Well, the Victorian budget will be released on the 24th of November, and we'll be releasing the details of projects we'll be investing in. But I do note that when we were asked to put forward our list of priority projects to the federal government for their federal funding consideration, joint projects that they were looking to deliver with the state, the Murray Basin funding was the only funding that wasn't made available on that list of projects. The federal government are simply stalling now. They're stalling, making any budget allocation, making any funding commitments to these much-needed freight upgrades that freight industry stakeholders are saying, come on now, let's get on and do these works.
So without federal funding, will the Victorian government be able to fund any of this project and get on with even the revised plans that you've put out?
Well, the Murray Basin rail freight project has always been a joint project with the federal and between federal and state governments, and that's why I'm bitterly disappointed that of all the projects that we put forward to the federal government, the joint funding in their recent federal budget, this was the only one that didn't get funded. The time is now to get these funds flowing, to get these works happening. It's what we're hearing freight stakeholders say they want to see happen. What we're seeing, though, is an all-or-nothing approach from the federal government and the Deputy Prime Minister, which I greatly fear will see nothing happen as a consequence of their failure to come to the table with their share of the funding for the network.
Victorian Transport Infrastructure Minister Jacinta Allen there, speaking on the Murray Basin Rail Project. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Rural News at radio.9.com.au. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.